Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Just outstanding to be with you on this Thursday morning because yesterday the Eagles got an absolutely major win. We're going to talk about it. Tush push stays. For many of us, a surprise. For some of us, a shock. So, look, we'll get into it today. And certainly get into the Phillies as well. They just keep winning. I know these games are out west and, you know, people probably aren't watching quite as much this week when it's games that, you know, get over around 11 o'clock or so. But they're playing great baseball, and they deserve a lot of credit. We'll give it to them today. We'll certainly take your phone calls. You know, two other cool things about today's show. You can win tickets to a Phillies game coming up in a couple weeks on our program. You got a call to win. And also, Eagles first-round draft pick Jahad Campbell is going to be on the show in an hour and a half at 7:25, our first chance to talk to the Eagles rook. So a lot to do. Buckle up and be with us. And certainly join us if you can at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
It once rained for a million years on Earth.
Okay. I mean, what's the word, James?
Rich, you'll run these by me every once in a while. Yeah. And I said to you, you know exactly what Joe's going to say.
What am I going to say, John?
How do they know? What did I tell you? I told you exactly what he's going to say.
Fossil record.
Yeah, fossil my ass.
Yeah. Okay. It was 232 to 234 million years ago in the late Triassic.
Fossils, what are they? I don't believe in those.
Well, no, but I wasn't taught to speak that way. I apologize. If any of the priests are listening, my former nuns in Norwood, I apologize.
What about your teachers who tried to teach you?
I don't apologize on the scientific front. I shouldn't say things like what I just said. A fossil my hiney!
This period of extreme rainfall, it lasted 1 to 2 million years, and it was driven by volcanic eruptions in modern-day Alaska and British Columbia.
I'm actually with John. I think John is absolutely correct about this.
Look, it's a funny thing there. All right, guys, so let's roll. I mean, holy mackerel. Tush push major story, and I think let me frame it this way. I got three reactions to it. I'm gonna start with this. I think it's a major win. Not a minor. I think it's a major win. I think the tush push helps the Eagles win one or two games a year, maybe even three. Can't prove it.
I think that's a little three might be a lot.
Three might be more than it, but I think
you're digging in a little deeper.
Here's where I'll say I think it gets them a win or two a year.
It helps them convert a few extra first downs a year that they would not even try to convert.
Correct.
I think that's the key. They would not even be attempting that fourth down conversion or that third down conversion or even calling that first down play that way.
I agree, John.
If it weren't for this play.
So I'm obviously fascinated to know what is your reaction. And I'm curious, are you in the surprised category or the shocked category based on the clamor that it's been out there the last couple months and certainly the sentiment that was around yesterday from many that thought it would be gone? I was one of them. I am not shocked that it stayed. I am surprised that it stayed. But what your reaction, 215-592-9494. John, I got three main reactions. One, major victory. Like, just case in point, and I mean this is no disrespect to this guy. I think it's more important than, like, if we found out yesterday Reed Blankenship's out for the year. Reed, if you're listening, buddy,
don't say that.
I honestly mean no offense to that.
You're in so much trouble.
No, he's turned into a solid player. But, like, I actually think this is a major win for the... That's my main reaction. Major win. Not minor, major. Second reaction, I do think the league got it wrong. You guys that have listened to me the last couple weeks and, frankly, the last couple of years know I think it should have been, in my opinion, legislated out. But it wasn't, and good for the Eagles. Point three, and this one is a big point also, a tremendous victory elevating the legendary status of Jason Kelce and Jeffrey Lurie.
Without a doubt.
Major victory. And what a great job by these guys. Are you kidding me?
I mean, they just bringing Kelce there. Just the idea of bringing, you know, and honestly, as a Philadelphian and as an Eagles fan, I appreciate how hard they fought
of
for
course.
This. It means a lot.
So, you know, we've talked about, and people agree, and I grew up with Ed Snyder as the best owner in sports. There's no question locally. There's no question. And Jeffrey Lurie is right there with Ed Snyder from a historical standpoint of, you know, I mean, both have won two championships in Philadelphia. Both had for, you know, the bulk of their tenure, sustained success for the franchise. You're not going to win the title every year, but you want to be in the hunt much more often than not. Snyder's Flyers were. Lurie's Eagles are. So I just look at this one as another feather in the cap of Jeffrey Lurie, and a really big one, by the way. And then for Kelce to come in 1 year after retiring and help his organization, that's major, man. So while I do think the league got it wrong, as an Eagles fan, I am pumped up with enthusiasm because I think it was a phenomenal day for the Eagles. John, your thoughts?
We can be a greater version of the Eagles with the push working. For us, again, it makes us more aggressive in every way. I love that. I find it really interesting to look at only two NFC teams who voted. There are only two NFC teams who voted to keep this play besides the Eagles. And it's the Saints, who have Kellen Moore as their head coach now. So good for them. Good for Kellen Moore, by the way. And the Detroit Lions.
You respect that, don't you, John?
I respect that so much.
I know
that's
you do.
Tough by Dan Campbell. Yep. That's tough by his organization. And they're the only team on our schedule season who said yes to the tush push. The Detroit Lions said, we don't care if you run it or not. We're going to try to stop it. And I respect that so much. You know, Dan Campbell is going to use that as the – Dan Campbell's – insane enough, he's probably looking forward to how crazy that's going to be when he gets to use it to prepare his team all week long to get ready for us. You know, they're going to say, hey, we're going to stop it. And that's the game, Joe, where you're going to see all sorts of crazy stuff off of the tush push looks, the personnel groupings, the formations, the down and distance expectations. That's when you'll see the end around or the flip behind the line of scrimmage in the pass downfield. Different stuff. That's why this play can be exciting. And it blows a hole in that nonsense you were saying yesterday. I'm excited to see where it goes because I do think you'll see those permutations this year. But, man, good for the other tough team. And really, let's be honest. I lost a lot of respect for the 49ers over the last couple seasons because of just their outlook and the way that they've dealt with adversity and the way that they've dealt with us, I guess.
Sure.
This was very admirable by the Detroit Lions, and they continue to be the other tough team in the NFL.
Well, listen,
a team whose owners backed their coach, because there were a few owners, like Jonathan Gannon, Shane Steichen, and all these guys come out publicly, and Mike Tomlin, all these guys are like, hey, this shouldn't go, and then their owners did not back them publicly. Dan Campbell's one of the few owners who backed his guy.
Here's what would be fascinating to know. We may find out someday. My guess is we will probably never find out. Did any owners flip their vote yesterday after the 1 hour impassioned plea by Jeffrey Lurie and the additional by Jason Kelce? You know, were minds totally made up entering that room and this is the way the vote would have gone? Or did those guys actually in the final hour save the tush push? And I got to tell you, I tend to think that in the final hour they saved the tush push. That's my gut feeling. It's my gut feeling. So I just have tremendous respect for Kelce and Lurie, obviously. What the Eagles have been doing for recent years has been masterful. And this is a big part of it. And, you know, it's a feather in the cap of Stoutland, Kelce, Juergens, Lane Johnson, or not Lane as much on that side, Mulata, Dickerson, the left side of the line, you know, what those guys do. I'm not trying to take away from Lane on the right side, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, the Eagles run left with it. And Hurts, obviously. And Goddard, you know, everyone that's involved in it in the major ways. What a thing. And John, your point about Dan Campbell, I agree with you. And I want to play some audio of Dan Campbell that I think will get people to respect him even more. Let's listen. After the vote came down yesterday, Dan Campbell commented on it publicly. Mad props to this guy. Here's what he said.
I'm like, hey, man, they Like Philly obviously is known for this because, you know, they're the ones who've really kind of perfected it and done it, do it over and over. And I'm like, man, good for them. And if you got something, we got to stop it. So, like, to me, leave it in. And, you know, we play them this year. We got to find a way to stop it. And I like that.
That's, you know, John, that's your kind. That is your kind of guy, man.
He and, you know, he's been this way from day one. He's been this way from the get-go. And it's just been, it's been awesome for the league. It's been awesome.
I agree with that. To
bring back some old school.
I agree.
I know everything's changing and players are different, but he's retaining.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chalk and milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Some of the stuff that really matters.
So I'm going to tell you, and again, we want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. And please also consider coming to the table on the Phils. I mean, what they're doing these days is awesome. Best record in the National League, 6 in a row. Harper's on fire. Trey is playing great. So all of that on the table. But one more tush-push comment I want to make, and I think it's important. And I actually think it's the one thing Dan Campbell kind of got wrong with the way he presented it when he talked about, you know, we got to stop it. I actually don't think that's really the challenge for the other 31 teams. I don't think the challenge is to stop it. I think the challenge is to do it. That's the one thing I'll say that I disagree with the way a lot of people nationally frame this. I don't think the challenge is to stop it because I'm going to be candid. I don't think teams will stop it, meaning more than the 5% or so of times that they pull it off. You know, the 2 or 3 times a year where teams actually stop it. That's not stopping it. I think the real challenge for teams is going to be doing it
Why?
On offense.
I mean, they're
because I don't think it can be stopped.
Coaches look at the defensive coaches are going to come up with all sorts.
I don't think so.
Honestly, it's the best way to get rid of it for all these people is if it becomes an unstoppable play across the league.
Yeah.
Then it takes away drama from the game, like on mass.
I think that look for that over the next 2 to 3 years.
So I am 100% with you.
Because they're not going to stop Hurts and Dickerson, and they're not going to do that. I mean, Mulata, they're not going to stop
it. Not at a consistent enough rate.
They're not going to. What a win by the Eagles yesterday. I mean it. All right, so let me ask this question to John and then right to the calls. John, bigger deal yesterday. Eagles winning the tush push, or if we had found out that Reed Blankenship would be out for the year?
I don't even know how to comment
I'm crossing
that.
It weird.
What are we doing?
Yeah, well, I don't even
you
get
need
it.
You need to stop saying that.
Certainly Dotson. Certainly a bigger deal than Dotson.
I thought there was like an injury or something. You scared me. I thought maybe he could have been and he was fine or something.
No,
I was like,
saying,
did I completely miss something?
This isn't as big a deal if A.J. Brown was out for the year.
No, losing Reed Blankenship would be a bigger deal.
I don't think so.
He's your starting safety.
This wins you game, like multiple games.
Nah, that's crazy. I get your point. I think the tush push matters.
Major,
I'm not I,
major
like,
or minor win.
Major. It's a major win on many levels. I think it matters, but
it
I think Reed Blankenship matters more.
Games.
You're going a little far with but I get your point.
What about last year's Oren Burke? You take
well,
this
I
over
mean, the guy was a starter in the Super Bowl.
I mean, he got there, but, you know, he was a backup for a while.
I can't believe the amount of disrespect Oren Burke's got. He played really well in the playoffs.
I loved him, yeah.
God.
All right, let's go.
What a brain to go to, like, what player
I'm
is
I'm trying
this
to quantify how big a deal I think this is for the Eagles. I mean, I think that's
Well, you said
reasonable.
Three games, and that's a
No,
way
I said maybe three games.
Overshot.
I said maybe three
estimation.
Games. Maybe.
Three wins? You're saying this equates to three wins this season?
Three is probably too much, but I think it's one
man.
Or two.
I'm saying it's a couple plays that are different in a game.
It's a one or two game
more aggressive.
One or two game difference, major, and that can be the difference for home field advantage. That's a major win.
It's a couple plays.
All right, let's.
It
well,
does
those plays
make
turn
a
into
big
games.
Difference in the way that we play the game, though.
All
we'll never know.
Yeah.
But I love the way we play now. I'm glad that we get to continue the ultimate aggressive mindset.
All right, let's rock the calls. 215-592-9494. Dennis and Conshohocken kicks us off. What's going on, Dennis?
Good morning, Joe. How are you? And how's the gang?
I mean, I think the gang's pretty good. Everyone's pretty happy. And the Phils, holy smokes.
Really? So, Joe, let me ask you a question. Is the world flat?
Is the world flat?
Should be a pretty quick answer.
Well,
here,
in certain sections, it is. Like that road.
You know what he's asking.
That road you take out to Penn State is a flat, straight road.
The Midwest is pretty flat.
Yeah, but, I mean, like Nebraska is incredibly flat.
But
sure.
I will give you the answer.
So
the answer is no.
Okay, good. So how do you know?
Because I can see when I'm at the shore, I see the curve over the horizon, and I've seen the pictures NASA's put out of the Earth, and I believe it. I'm a believer, Dennis.
Well, here's a reality check. When Fritz knocks you on your ass and you bounce off the earth and not off the edge, that's when you'll know the world is round.
Listen, you can say that, but Dennis, I'm going to take you in another direction. I'm going to give you a how do you know, because this one I've always wondered about. Now,
I can't wait to see where this goes.
This might be foot and mouth, but I'm going to give it a shot. So you know how, from like an outer space standpoint, we in the Northern Hemisphere are considered not upside down, and the people at like Antarctica are considered upside down.
No, they're not upside down. I think your thought process is upside down.
Hold on, Joe, let me help you.
You're entitled to your opinion, but not your own facts. And I will give you 10 minutes.
You think the people in Antarctica aren't hanging upside down right now?
Whoa! My daughter has a master's theology. I will have you sit down with my daughter for 10 minutes to prove to you the facts about why the Earth is the way it is and how we date things.
Someone's upside down. I mean, they just
your
are.
Process is upside down.
Oh, I know, but you're being obstinate. That's okay. You're not being.
I'm always an optimist.
No, I didn't say optimist. I said obstinate.
That was great.
You're being an ass.
No,
stubborn
I'm being
mule.
Optimistic, yes. So I will say, listen.
Yeah,
here's a challenge for you, Joe.
Yes, sir.
10 minutes with my daughter to prove to you how things are measured so you can understand empirical facts versus your opinion. The world isn't flat.
You know what?
You won't fall off the edge.
The tush push had to prevail. Yes, sir.
The tush push had to prevail because it was good versus bad, and we were the good guys.
There you go. Dennis, good call, buddy. Stay well. Appreciate it. I'm gonna turn down the challenge against your daughter.
What a shock.
But I appreciate the phone call.
I like the way he put that, though. You challenge empirical fact.
You do.
With your opinion.
Well, he's not allowing for the person in Antarctica to be upside down. He's being a horse's hind.
But they're not. I think it would be in the news.
But they are. I mean, with the way it occurs, someone's upside. My point was, how do you know from an outer space standpoint that we're not the ones upside down on the north? Like, the whole thing could be flipped.
Because there is no upside down in space.
I don't know. I just know that someone's upside down.
Either the
guy on the North Pole or the South Pole is hanging upside down.
Not it's all relative, is it?
Well, I know, but if one's up and the other's down, the person who's got their foot
again,
on the ground.
You're obsessed with this concept of up and down, you know, which is a created concept by humans if you really want to get into it.
All right, coming up in 1 minute, your chance today on the program to win Phil's tickets. We'll present how you can win them coming up in 1 minute.
You're ready to propose, and yes, it can be a bit intimidating shopping for the diamond. And that's why fellas all around the area will tell you no matter what, you have to visit Benari Jewelers. They have a way of transforming intimidating into informative and confusion into crystal clarity. And here's how. The Benari team starts by putting you at ease, showing you every single thing you need to know about making that important purchase. How to evaluate the cut, the color, and clarity. And no hard sales, just education, putting you in the driver's seat. You'll feel like an expert browsing through the largest selection of diamonds, and not just any diamonds. These are hand-selected with only a few making the grade to become a Benari diamond. The others land at big box jewelers with high-pressure sales to move them along. With Benari Diamonds, the value shines through, and you'll walk away with a superior diamond that she'll love for years to come. Benari Jewelers, when ordinary won't do. Everything at Benari is extraordinary. Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
So Ruben Amaro is driving in here right now. He'll be with us at 7 o'clock, and I know rattling through his head, why in the hell did I agree to join up with this guy in this show? He's like, what nonsense am I walking into today? All right, we look forward to having
Ruben. Can't wait to see you, buddy.
We look forward to having Ruben in here about a half an hour. Hey, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Phils Cubs game happening on June the 11th. It's an afternoon game, 105 first pitch at CBP. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. Here's how you can win them today. When you call in, give us a great answer to a great plot twist in a movie. Why? Because yesterday was a plot twist.
It really was. I was shocked.
Not only did we get a vote the way we got it, which was not expected, We got Kelsey in the room, and we got a wet dream comment from Jeffrey Lurie.
He went there.
Lurie was really feeling it,
I don't know
man.
If I should or not. Yeah, I saw ESPN.com did it. Okay, I guess
Seth Wickersham went there, so.
Is that appropriate or inappropriate for me to say?
I love that Jeffrey got chastised by Troy Vincent.
Troy Vincent,
that might be one of my favorite
His former player.
It was inappropriate
his
comment.
His former player.
Grow up.
Future commission, maybe.
So, here's the deal. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Lurie made a comment yesterday during his speech that Troy Vincent kind of gave him a verbal smackdown on. But obviously, Lurie gave his impassioned plea, and it helped. We ask you today, like the tush push twist yesterday, but go into the world of movies now. What's a great plot twist? I mean, there's many, thousands, at the minimum, maybe millions. Richie, a plot twist in a movie. I don't know if you're going Haymaker or not. What are you thinking?
Jon Snow and Daenerys.
Oh, yeah. Well, TV show. I'll include TV show. Movies and television shows, and absolutely tremendous plot twist. Seltzer, what do you got?
I will go with the end, which I guess is really the beginning of Memento, a movie we don't shout out enough. Great movie.
All right. Rhea, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the
Apes.
That's a
great
Are we
a haymaker.
Should we give them or just say what it is?
No,
I mean,
well,
I'm assuming at this point people have seen the original
we
Planet
can,
of
we
the
We can let that be as right. it is. But yeah, you can present it. You know, you can give us the movie.
Humanity.
And, you know, we're looking out for some people today that haven't seen some of these things. Look, a lot of ways to go. I'm going to go to Total Recall. I don't even quite remember what it was. I think it was a good guy that turned into a bad guy.
Yeah.
And I remember it was like two-thirds of the way.
Total Recall is a great movie.
Great movie.
A great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
You remember it well.
Well, it was 35 years ago.
This is his classic. It could have been 2 weeks ago. And this week at the same
No, I just know it was good guy turned into bad guy. I think it was like the cab driver or something like that, whatever that was. All right, big answers.
I thought you were going to say about Sharon Stone and an extra.
Oh. Sign.
I think we've already gotten enough trouble this morning.
Up for that. All right. How you doing?
Here's the windup and the pitch to Harper. And he swings and drives one deep center field. Back is Doyle. He's out of room. It's gone. Back to back for Turner and Harper here in the third. It's Harper's eighth of the year. An absolute rocket to dead center field. It's 4-2 Phillies.
Well, big-time game by a lot of Phils last night. Bryce obviously being one of them. He is really scorching hot right now.
Since he shaved his head, he's really hot.
I mean, he's
Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
He took that, seriously.
He took that batting average from about 220 to about 280.
And that was a laser last night. Like, that ball got out in a hurry.
It's great. So, they're rocking and rolling, man. Six
My
in a row.
My question is, why do we always wonder and worry when he's not here
I really
yet.
Didn't. I really, if you go back
yeah,
to what
I don't think we were
So we did
out.
We did a poll about a week or All two right. ago. No, some people were. So, okay, we did a poll about a week or two ago. Are you concerned about Bryce Harper short-term or long-term? And my recollection is about one-third of people said yes.
Oh, so I was out that day. Oh, yeah. I didn't see that. So I didn't feel the concern about Harper at all. Like, look, I do think it is – look, he's going to be 33 in October at some point.
Yep.
Things will change, so I think that's probably any time he's going to go.
He may not be in his prime anymore.
Of course not.
Well,
yeah.
He may be, but he
no,
may
I'm
not.
Saying of course he might not be. Like, it's certainly possible
Correct.
He might. And just at some point, like, that struggle will turn into being old.
Right.
But I wasn't worried this
time.
There
was genuine concern because it wasn't just that the power wasn't there. It was his demeanor. We hadn't seen that before.
He seemed
glum.
He did seem glum.
To use a
glum. Yeah, that's a funny word. Yeah, glum. Rhea, you're going to be in the octagon against Elliot today in a debate.
Very excited.
And you so
it was
have...
the first thing Rhea mentioned to me when I came in this morning. Was her prep.
And Rhea, you so have truth on your side.
It's like taking candy from a baby.
So for those that don't know what the debate today will be, and we'll do it in the 9 o'clock hour, will be Rhea against Elliot on is Josh Harris a good owner?
See, Elliot should realize at this point,
what is this nonsense?
I've won every debate with him about the Sixers over the years. He finally had to acknowledge me. I was right on Embiid. I mean, you know, so I've, you know, personally and privately, I've won all those debates. I completely expect that it will be a landslide.
He's going to, I mean, to win this in the moment today, he is going to have to climb out of a hole because he
Josh
starts the debate
Harris.
In a hole. I can't even believe
a good owner.
I can't believe this is a debate that's happening.
Let me tell you something. If I was here Monday, I don't, because some of this stuff got
shut this down.
Yeah, some of this got emotional while I was out
to a Commies game.
I would not have permitted this.
Yeah, is he a good owner?
I told Elliot last night he has to win the debate by so much.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually, just win the debate.
You know what his wife said yesterday publicly?
Wait, no, Elliot's wife?
No. Josh Harris's wife.
Oh, no. I thought you meant Elliot's wife. I was like, what did Kristen say? No, I didn't
know
about it.
Did you hear what
it.
Josh Harris's wife said yesterday publicly? That the Washington Commanders are America's team.
Oh, my God.
Seriously? Do I even have to do this debate?
Can you believe that?
I mean,
no.
Can
you,
and I'm not making this up.
Wow.
Let's go to the phones, too. But by the way, back to the Phils real quick, because certainly we want to encourage you to call on the Phils as well. They're just rocking and rolling, man. I mean, you know.
It helps the Colorado.
It does.
It's hard to watch them.
They're the worst team we've ever seen right now.
They're really bad. But
it's almost unrecognizable.
Yeah, but I want to go to something. Baseball. I want to go to something yesterday that was a big part of helping the Phillies win the game. And more talent than the other team was the main thing. But it was the double steal in the first inning. So I want to just give Rob Thompson some kudos for a second. Phils get two guys on early. And what does he do? He says, let's do this double steal thing. And, John, we've talked about this in the first 2 months. They weren't doing this much last year. I don't know the number. I feel like we're up to like 8 to 10 at this point. And what was the impact of last night's double steal? Now, if you missed it, think about this for a second. You got first and second. You have a double steal. The catcher throws to third, but overthrows the third baseman, so Trey comes right on in and scores. So that's one run. Then the next batter...
Why did he make that throw?
Right. And he's
there
going
was no reason to throw it. It was dumb.
Okay, so third shorter, but Trey's faster, that whole thing. But then consider this. The at-bat ends with a sack fly to left.
Yeah, Casty.
That scores Harper from third. Neither run would have scored. Like the inning, if you play, you never quite know how the sequence could have gone
differently and whatnot.
But the sequence essentially led to two runs when, in most likelihood, it would have been zero runs.
Right.
That's a credit to Rob Thompson. And there were people, like 100% of people, millions of us, in the offseason calling for more small ball. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an example of small ball. A manager authorizes a double steal, two guys do their job. You get two runs. Really, three guys do their job because of the Castellanos sack fly. So I applaud that. I just want people to recognize stuff like that's in motion that wasn't last year. I would love for someone to look up how many times last year did they double steal, how many times this year. They may have done it more this year already in 2 months than last year in 6 months. I mean that.
Yeah, no, it's possible. I love the activity. I also wanted to recognize something else. I saw I saw Jack Fritz last night.
Yes. Boban.
You were Boban.
the oaf himself.
You decided to call him yesterday.
It is what it is, man. I mean.
I saw the life-size cutouts of the two of you that we were featuring last night.
That was great.
man. Jack, I just wanted to bring to your attention... Because I think you kind of feel like you've got everything like handled. You've got everything in the bag here. You feel like you've got, I don't know, like a special advantage. You feel like you're taking advantage of the situation, getting in shape.
Well, I just think I'm naturally a better athlete, and I think getting in shape.
You realize that Jack is also getting in shape.
He's been in that for like a year or more.
But the longer you delay, he continues to. Get in better shape.
That's true.
Like, I see him, and he looks different.
Yeah, but he does look different. But I'm coming from nothing, so I need it. I'm in Elliot territory.
Do you understand what you're saying? You're saying you're coming at such a disadvantage that you need to work out
from an in shape standpoint. But I'm a more naturally better athlete. I just am. It's like Roy Hobbs when he got out of the hospital and took 17 years.
Why do you say that? So
Why, yes, I am certain of it.
If you were you're certain of it, yes, then why would you have not done athletics?
I stopped playing baseball in sixth grade. I said,
this
I'm
guy
done.
Played
then
in college. Why do you think you're better?
You are naturally a better athlete, right, than Jack, who went on to play college
I was more
sports.
Interested in watching Juan Samuel play. I was college like, I don't need sports. To play. I'll watch
I'm
Sammy.
I'm saying if you're naturally really good at something, right, you tend to want
you
to
do
that.
You do.
And you do so much more of it that it makes you get better.
And you just quit.
Encourages you even more.
You're forgetting the toughness and grit that comes with winning at sports, at battling through pain. I'm tired, but you know what? I'm going to keep pushing. Like, you have never shown that before.
Look, I'll be ready. I mean, I know no one believes in me, but I do. I believe in me. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. They are both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question, do you consider the tush-push vote and victory yesterday by the Eagles a major or minor offseason win for the Eagles? Look, you can make the case either way because, you know, the reality is if they had lost the vote, you know, they probably would have successfully quarterback sneaked quite a bit. I think it's a major win because it gives them the liberty to go for the 4th-and-1 on their own 35. Whereas I just don't think they would be inclined to do that if it was a traditional Jalen quarterback sneak. So I think it's a major win. But we'll see. I know some people are going to say they think it's a minor win. You can make that choice.
Oh, my gosh. It's not minor.
Yeah, I don't think
so
either.
Every down of play calling.
And second poll question, would you refer to yourself more as surprised or shocked that the tush push stays? A, surprise, B, shock. Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly weigh in on the phone lines. By the way,
those who thought that it would be hard for them to get the votes yesterday. I mean, it's not a complete shock.
I'm not shocked. I'm surprised. I'm not shocked. Something Ray Dittinger said about Jahad Campbell. We'll get to that shortly. Jahad Campbell joins us in a half hour. And some of what Ray has said since he's been drafted, we'll get to that in the meantime. Let's go to the phones. Jeff in Phoenixville right now. What's going on, Jeff?
Good morning, everybody. This is a wonderful, beautiful tush push a save day. And sorry you're wrong about that, Joe. But real quick, before I get into the tush push, two quick things. Number one, if Tyrese Halliburton wins the MVP and the NBA Finals and the Pacers go, Daryl Morey needs to be fired yesterday.
Because if that deal was on the table, yep.
I believe it was. I believe it. We could have sent Ben Simmons for him. I honestly believe that. And number two, if you haven't watched the Brett Favre documentary, all I can say is massive scumbag.
Wow.
I can't wait to see it. It looks amazing.
Rhea, I felt so bad for Jen because she's interviewed, and it's awful. I mean,
what he did to her was disgraceful.
Jeff, am I a bad guy to say I think I'm still going to be a Favre fan?
Yes. I honestly think yes, dude. I think Brett Favre.
Because I like Favre.
You shouldn't anymore. He's a bad guy.
I'll check it out.
Check it out. He's not a good guy.
Let me tell you something, honestly. The Jets gave him her number. That's an HR violation. How she didn't sue and make gazillions of dollars is beyond me. But, yeah, watch it and then come back and tell us how much you hate the guy.
Yep.
But, I hope that the Eagles don't need to tush-push against the Packers. I hope they kick their ass so bad that it's not even necessary. You know, and for them to be, like, the scapegoat on it, it's ridiculous. They should have done it some other way. You know,
Elliot and I were saying the funniest thing the Eagles could do is just not run the tush push this year. AJ Dillon and run Saquon.
Jeff, I will say this. At least when it was finally proposed the last time, meaning the one that was voted on yesterday, at least it was finally proposed in a way that was the right write-up. Like, it wasn't the stuff about injuries. It wasn't the stuff about, pace of play. Because that stuff was nonsense. At least they got to the heart of the matter, whether you like it or not, which essentially was, should an offensive player be allowed to push another offensive player?
And Rhea, you nailed it on the head with Troy Vincent. He needs to grow up. I'm honestly glad that Jeffrey Lurie said what he said and, you know, upset Troy Vincent.
I disagree with you on that. I think Vincent has a right and an obligation as a league exec to say, listen, if there's women in that room, in that moment, we're just talking about HR, it's a little pushing.
I'm with you, Joe. I'm actually with you. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I mean,
I think as many inappropriate women laughed
is
at
probably
it
a word.
As, it's inappropriate. As men.
It's inappropriate. I don't think it's a men women thing. I think it's just a room of 32 owners of NFL teams. There's a certain level of decorum in that room.
But the fact that some women are there, it does heighten the situation.
But if he had just chastised, but to say there's, I mean, you know.
Look, we don't know the extent of what he said and how he said it.
I will say this, it was a weird analogy.
It is a weird analogy. And I'll tell you what's also weird. It's probably the first time in the history of Philly sports that a former star player chastised in an owner's meeting an owner that he used to play for. I mean, what are the chances that ever happened? He was John's teammate. He was John's teammate on the Eagles. Anyway, Jeff, I need an answer from you, my man.
An upstanding teammate, though.
Oh, man. He was a great player, man.
And he's an upstanding guy.
Great player. Yeah. Give me a big-time plot twist, Jeff.
6 cents.
That's a big one.
Big.
We're going to get biggies, and that's a big one right out of the gate. All right, so one plot twist about a month ago was the Eagles getting Jahad Campbell. Unexpected. Obviously, you know, with the injury situation, that's part of what, you know, it's a large part of what helped him drop to the Eagles. Let's listen to the ditty because Jahad Campbell is going to be with us at 7:25 today. And Ray commented recently on Seth Joyner's podcast after Jahad Campbell had been drafted. Ray commented on the Eagles getting Jahad Campbell.
Everything about him was positive. The only thing that I think was a concern was the injury, was the torn labrum. And the fact that he had had surgery in March. I think that some teams might have been scared off about that. Not that you can't recover from that injury, but, you know, it's a late surgery. When's he going to be ready to work? When's he going to be ready to play? When can we get him on the field? I think some teams sort of backed away for that reason. Now, certainly the Eagles did their homework. And at the combine, you know, their medicals went over him. When they talked to him later, I'm sure they tested him again and they felt comfortable with it. And I think it was a great pick. You know, when it came up and I saw the Eagles make the move to trade with the Chiefs to jump up one spot, I began to think it's probably for him.
You know, looking forward to talking to him. I mean, more than anything, his personality and his sense of the first month in Philly and how it's going. But obviously one of the main things is, hey man, how do you feel? And when do you think you'll be ready for a full go? You know, I mean, as we sit here now, maybe we'll get an answer in 30 minutes that tells us he'll be a full go well before the start of the season. But as we sit here right now, I mean, I don't know if he'll be ready for the start of the season. So I would think he probably will be, but we don't know. There's a reason the guy dropped about 15 picks. So we'll see. We'll see what he says, and we look forward to talking to Jahad Campbell. And obviously the interviews he was doing, you know, right after being drafted in those, you know, in the press conference, seems like a really affable, outgoing guy. So it should be quite interesting to talk to him coming up in about a half hour. Let's get to Justin right now. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. How we doing, guys?
Doing great, Justin.
I got a plot twist for you.
Oh, a plot twist in a movie or a show. What do you got?
In a movie. I'm going with Fight Club.
Oh, that's yeah.
Excellent. Great.
Absolutely.
Answer.
You got it, pal. Justin, I like how people are just naming.
It's good, though.
This is the one time.
Honestly, I think it's really good.
We don't need you to say every nth degree.
I wasn't sure how we were going to do it. I'm like, that's why I picked such an older movie. Yeah. I thought somebody had to have seen it by now.
I think this is the right way to present it. There are always some people that haven't seen things. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, one correction from something I said about a half hour ago. The Dan Campbell audio we played earlier was not from yesterday after the vote. It was from earlier in the offseason when he was projecting forward to a vote of whether the tush push should stay or go. So that was earlier in the offseason. But admirable for Dan Campbell to think, you know, and publicly state and his team to vote for, hey, let's just stop him. But again, I'll take your reaction on this. I'll say what I said earlier. I really think moving forward, it's going to be less about other teams trying to stop the Eagles because they don't think they will. It's going to be about other teams trying to do what the Eagles do on offense because I think they will try. And I think some will succeed.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.